From NPR News, this is News in Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The British Transport Authority faces growing criticism in the death of a Brazilian man London police shot to death 2 weeks ago after subway bombings killed 52 Londoners. Leaked documents suggest the man may not have fled from officers as first reported. That's leading some human rights groups to claim this was an incident of racial profiling. A Transport Authority study released this week says, since the bombings, Londoners of Asian descent are 5 times more likely than whites to be stopped and searched by police. For the latest, we turn to Vic Montanay, deputy editor of the black British newspaper The Voice. He joins us from their newsroom. Mr. Montanay, thanks for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Update us on the latest with this story, please.
Well, at the moment, there's some kind of concern about moves by the British Transport Police to stop and search members of the minority ethnic community as they travel along the London Underground. Obviously, it was announced in the immediate aftermath of the failed bomb attacks of July the 21st and also the previous ones of July the 7th. There is some concern that, obviously, if members of the ethnic minorities are stopped, you know, that there'll be kind of unfair discrimination, that they'll be stopped without reason. But a number of the police chiefs have said that some kind of action needs to be taken to prevent, you know, potential suicide bombers traveling on the underground.
There's some question as to whether or not the accounts that were originally released are accurate. There was a suggestion that this gentleman was wearing a bulky jacket, that he ran from police, that he leaped over subway trestles and the like. How much are we finding that these initial accounts were incorrect?
This is the you're talking about the death of Jean-Paul de Menezes at Stockwell
yes.
Tube Station. Well, basically, the latest update on that is that Mr. de Menezes' death is being investigated by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. In the process, in the course of that investigation, some details were leaked to news broadcasters here in London. And quite shockingly, what they show and what the pictures that have been released show is that the events that the Metropolitan Police had led us to believe weren't actually true. At the time, the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir Ian Blair, said Mr. de Menezes was wearing a bulky jacket, that he ran over the tube station barriers and made a dash for the train, and that he was acting suspiciously. What the reports show was that he wasn't wearing a bulky jacket. He'd entered the tube station. He'd entered normally. He'd been followed from his house, and that you know, he was actually restrained before being shot 7 times in the head. So there's some concern about the details that are emerging.
And let me ask you finally, how much do you believe these new accounts and the idea that black Brits, even before the bombing, were 8 times more likely to be stopped and searched than whites? We see an increase now with Asians being stopped and searched. How much do you believe this is going to heighten the idea of protest?
Certainly before the bombings, any member of a minority community in London would tell you that, you know, we've all had our experiences with the police being stopped, searched and questioned. And I think, you know, there is obviously a heightened sense of fear, but, you know, there is just this also, this overriding concern that what, you know, policing actions must seem to be fair.
All right, Vic Montanay, who is the deputy editor of the black British newspaper, The Voice, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.